Report: Joe Biden campaign sputters with only two full-time staffers, lack of fundraising. By Wendell Hasebo on May 3, 2023. President Joe Biden's re-election campaign is reportedly off to a very slow start with few full-time staffers and a lack of fundraising events after failing to report funding totals. While former President Donald Trump is soaring in the polls and driving huge fundraising numbers, Biden's campaign only has two full-time staffers who have been publicly announced, Axios reported Wednesday. The Biden campaign manager, Julie Chavez Rodriguez, has not even officially started her job and will remain out of the decision-making loop for another 2 weeks as she is still working for the administration. The Biden campaign has also incurred a failure to report fundraising totals. What is worse, it does not have an official fundraising team leader. The campaign had reportedly planned to release fundraising totals 48 hours after the president announced his re-election campaign last week, but totals were so low that no funds were reported. Last cycle, Biden's 2020 campaign released totals 24 hours after launching a campaign, amounting to $6.3 million. The sluggish fundraising is allegedly due to a lack of coordination between the campaign and large Democrat donors, according to Bloomberg. But some donors were not asked for money on the first day of the campaign at all. The reported failure of the Biden campaign to properly launch has it uncharacteristically relying on the scandal-ridden Democrat National Committee for funding. The political organization reportedly funded Biden's ads and announcement video. Former President Barack Obama's ads and announcement video were paid for by his campaign. Meanwhile, Trump's campaign is growing in strength. According to Jason Miller, senior advisor to Trump, the campaign's fundraising soared $7 million just after news of his April indictment. In the first quarter, Trump has already raised $18.8 million. Polling has also shifted in favor of Trump. Polls show Trump leading Biden in a general matchup by 3 to 5 points. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.